It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Linda Kearns will be with us in a few minutes, but I'm thrilled that Sean Spicer is back with us. Sean, of course, was the first Trump press secretary, a lot of knowledge in that. Then TV, his own commentary. He's got podcasts now. He'll tell us where you find him right now. But he also had a lot to say over the last couple of weeks about General Kelly, those remarks, Trump, Hitler, etc. Sean joins us on the Dom Giordano Show in Philadelphia. Sean, welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us. And thanks for what you've been saying and how you put this in context.
Always good to be with you, Dom.
So, Sean, General Kelly, I have to say, seems from afar to be an unimpeachable source, but he's not. I don't know why he was ever chosen as chief of staff. I can't see him working with Trump. You know what I mean? It's two different guys, two different situations there. What did you witness?
Well, General Kelly was Secretary of Homeland when I was there. He actually thought he did a really good job on the border. He had been obviously the Southern Command, SOCOM commander. So that was actually a job that I think he was really well suited for. He understood operational control, and I think he did largely a good job there. And then when he got named chief of staff, I thought I was on my way out of the White House. So I never directly dealt with him in that capacity. I will say this. I think it was a mismatch from the beginning. I think because he did a good job on the border and homeland security issues, that there was this sense that, oh, he'll be great as chief of staff. It's a very different role, as you can imagine. And I think that President Trump kind of got sold a bill of goods. Just because I host you host a great show, doesn't mean I want you operating on me.
Isn't chief of staff a more subservient? I'll actually use that word there. You got to bend to the will of the person. You are the person who controls what comes in and all that. But when you're dealing with the person and what they want, in this case, the president, Sean, you got to give way. And if you're a general, particularly this general, that's not going to work.
Correct. Right. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing, is that the chief of staff is much more political. You're in you're working, hand in glove with the president on a daily basis. When you're a secretary of an agency, or a department, that's just not the relationship that you have. So I think you're right in terms of it was a very different dynamic. I don't think it was it was a match made in heaven, put it that way. And I also think that, one of the things that I think President Trump gets this time around is that a lot of people kind of came with their agenda, right? They were like, okay, here's what I want to do. And the nature of the government is, the president runs for election. The people elect them, and then the people who come serve are there to implement the president's agenda, not their own. And I think too many people in term one were like, cool, I can have this job and do what I want, not what he wants. And to me, that's where I think, you know, a lot of people misread the issue.
Yeah, and also, hopefully in a second term, Sean, this is the big question, if we get that here, Trump knows a little bit more. Washington has its own subtleties. When you come in here, it's not just the deep state that may be ideologically driven. It's people that just have their own personal agendas, as you said, one way or the other, and they slow things down. Like, I think he intended to build a lot more of the wall, but it didn't get done. There are hurdles there that you have to both finesse and go through from day one if you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think he's learned, President Trump, I think, went in with the best intentions in terms of his first term, thinking about who was going to serve and da-da-da-da-da. I think what happened is he didn't realize, you know, kind of what I just said, that too many of these people went in to serve their own thoughts and ideas and priorities, not his. And this time, that's why there's been such a focus on personnel this time. Because I think that he understands that a lot of these folks didn't have his best interest at heart and were trying to accomplish their priorities or stood in the way of his.
Yeah. Sean Spicer with us. Sean, wearing your hat as press secretary, messaging is incredibly important. We see the upside of Trump. I was at the McDonald's yesterday. A guy bought food for an hour for the people that came through, that one in Pennsylvania. And then the garbage truck stuff coming off what President Biden said is just remarkable messaging that breaks through. What's your sense, though? Because I have to be, you know, this show, I've tried to be as honest as possible. The choice of that comedian to lead off in Madison Square Garden, I don't think Trump knows that guy. And who could possibly think what that guy might say at the 11th hour was a good thing? We've been bailed out by Biden with the garbage stuff.
Yeah, so let me break down a lot of it, because there's a lot of great stuff in what you're asking. So first of all, my understanding from the reporting that's happened is they did vet this comedian. They actually shot down a bunch of things that he said, and he ad-libbed the line that he had. And again, let's be context. At a four-hour rally, they wanted to kick it off with a comedian to make, you know, who roasted Tom Brady. This isn't some fringe dude. He was on the right. Roast of Tom Brady. They thought, I would just assume that you thought, hey, why don't we entertain the crowd because they're going to be here all day. So let's kick it off.
Yeah, but Sean,
funny.
Let me say this. If Sean Spicer's in the room, I'm telling you, and I'm trying not to be Monday morning quarterback, I'm not trusting that guy. I'm telling you, I'm not rolling the dice with this guy.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Do I think that I want it? Look, do I want a guy who has a history of telling raunchy jokes kicking off my rally? That's where I would have said, hey, I don't necessarily need to see all jokes. I don't know that this is the appropriate guy. You want to tell funny jokes? Go get, you know, Rich Little or something that's you know, might tell corny jokes that we know are going to be safe. So I will agree with you that probably was the mistake. Was when you choose a guy who is known for telling raunchy jokes, you're going to get raunchy jokes. It's like inviting a guy who, you know, well, I'll leave it at that before I get myself in trouble with an analogy. I will just say this. So anyway, look, I don't disagree, but let's be honest. It's a comedian who spoke 4 hours before who told a joke that flopped. Okay. Nobody thought it was funny. Everybody said it wasn't funny. And for 72 hours, we talked about this as if it was the President Trump himself who said this. Every Republican needed to go to confession, admit that they didn't like this guy, agree that they'd never listen to him again.
Yeah.
And then the President of the United States, the guy who's in office now, by the way, who happened to be steps from Kamala Harris. I mean, that's not, and I say that's not an exaggeration. You could see the White House in the backdrop. But I can't get over the irony, Dom. If they had invited Biden, he wouldn't have been on that Zoom call. But they were so embarrassed to have him show up that they didn't invite the guy whose house was in the backdrop, who was staring at the event happening. So he happened to get on a Zoom call. If he hadn't been, if he had been invited, it would have never happened. I'm just saying,
yeah.
FYI. Anywho, he gets on this call and calls 75 million Americans garbage. And the national media is like, yeah, but that's not what he meant. So a comedian is 72 hours of nonstop attention where everyone has to apologize. The president of the United States calls us garbage, and it's, well, he didn't really mean it. Let's move on. And I just, the way the hypocrisy and the corruption in the legacy left-wing media is just insurmountable. I cannot believe, like, you know, when they keep talking about the industry dying, I'm like, no kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly. Well, look at who they have as their press secretary now. Wow. It is just a ridiculous situation. So, Sean, put on your hat. You're in the room again these last few days. What is the summary message here? I mean, great stuff with the garbage yesterday. I told you about the McDonald's where we were. What would you say they should be trying to hit, or whom should they be trying to hit in these last few days?
Well, I think the closing argument should be very simple. If you liked her, if you liked what I did, vote for me. If you like what she's done the last 4 years, vote for her. I mean, I'm watching the Trump rally, him landing in New Mexico, and there's a big sign that said Trump will fix it. And I think that's just it. Keep it simple. When I drive down the roads here in Virginia, there's these signs in the median. Trump, tough on crime. Kamala, open borders. Like, just it's simple. He wants to bring back prosperity. She wants, you know, more government handout and spending. I mean, it's a very simple message. And if I were him, just keep it clear. I tell people all the time, listen, if you like how everything's going, vote for her. Just, you know what you're getting. And if you like 4 years of Trump, vote for him. This isn't a tough proposition, Dom. And frankly, it's the first time in history
exactly.
where it's not a bunch of theoretical propositions
exactly.
that, you know, I will do this and my opponent. We have a record for both of them. We know it. We know the answers.
Without a doubt. So, Sean, where do we find all things Sean Spicer? What are you doing? Where do we find you?
The best thing to do is go to Sean M. Spicer on YouTube. So if you just search at the show every morning, 9 a.m. live, and then we have a show every night at 6. We will be live all night on YouTube on election night from, I don't know, 7 to midnight at least. So if you really want to know what's going on inside, I'll be texting with all my former colleagues in the Trump campaign. And so we will just be streaming all night long. Go to YouTube, sign up. I did a road to 270 for the last time. I have I can't give it away just yet. You know what? I will tell you this. I have a very, very special guest appearing on the show tomorrow. So if you want to, I'll let people kind of guess, but there will be a special guest.
What time is that,
tomorrow.
Sean? What time is that, Sean?
6 o'clock tomorrow on YouTube.
Ah, boy. All right. We'll just think. Now, will you give this special guest any tips from your experience with Dancing with the Stars? My wife wants to know your dancing tips after the ballroom dancing.
I just went back and watched some of those clips. And you're a really good dancer.
You were very.
Not true.
No, you were.
Just being nice.
No, wait a minute. I think the haberdashery distracted from the dancing.
Okay. Well, I think if you, I hate to say this, but if you think I'm good, I'm concerned about your artistic ability.
Regrettably, I have to watch way too much Dancing with the Stars, and I've seen what bad looks like, and you ain't that, Sean.
No,
come on. You're a good dancer.
All right. I'll take a win.
Well, wait a minute. Better than Tucker Carlson, who sat in the chair and had twirled the woman around, sort of, right?
Yeah, well, I talked to Tucker before I did the show, and I said to him, you know, look, I'm thinking about doing this, and Tucker was like, no way. And then his wife, Susie, got on the phone, and she's like, Sean, you got to do it. So but Tucker did sit in a chair and let them run around him. So I will say I might have upped it from Tucker, but that wasn't a very high bar.
Looking back, do you regret it, or are you happy you did it?
Oh, one of the most enjoyable experiences in my life.
That's amazing, Sean.
I would go back in a heartbeat. In fact, I encourage them every once in a while. I'm like, you guys should have like some kind of special season for some of us. But
ooh.
It's a great group of people.
Yeah.
It's a great experience. I loved it. I would do it again and without even thinking. I'll say yes right now.
All right. 6 p.m. tomorrow. Where do we go again? Sean Spicer and big special guests.
Sean Spicer on YouTube.
All right. Gotcha, Sean.
Every
we'll
night
be watching. We'll be watching tomorrow.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Sean.
Hey, Pennsylvania, we need you to turn out, guys. This is, Dom, your audience is critical. So get your guys out, because if we can take 19 electoral votes out of Pennsylvania, there's almost no way we can lose.
Exactly right. Thank you, Sean, very much. Sean Spicer.
All right, guys.
Sean Spicer here. Boy, that was a lot out of, I forgot the last minute he was coming, et cetera. Good stuff here with Sean Spicer. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board, because right now, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we're playing today for a digital download of the Reagan movie, from small town beginnings to Hollywood, the world stage. Reagan is the story of overcoming the odds. Starring Dennis Quaid, Reagan is available now anywhere you watch movies. Will be available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital November 19th. Dan, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, today we're going to do a song that's an original song that was actually from a very beloved children's cartoon, Dom. And this group of characters have spun off, become toys made of them, and they become really big characters in this whole franchise. This comes from Henry. We're looking for the name of the franchise, the name of the children's cartoon that this comes from, Dom. Take a listen. It might have to relate to the day today as well. Here you go.
I'm a hex girl.
Henry's first ever crush as well.
Yeah, lead singer of the band.
A cartoon, though.
Oh, cartoon, very, band. Yeah. That's too much information. mind-boggling here. All right.
Makes a lot of sense.
All right, maybe it does. He was 7 or 8 when that happened.
So we're looking for the name of the show, Dom. The name of the show.
Name of the show. Then Linda Kearns will be with us. And J.D. Mullane, we haven't talked to in forever. There's a big piece in the Bucks County Courier Times about Levittown. Is it Trump country? It's iconic Levittown. You know the history, right? He'll be here, too. Jump in now, though. Let's get a winner. 855-839-1210.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. Let's hear the clue.
It's control.
Looking for the name of the show. Let's go to Jane in Marlton. Jane, what's the name of the show?
Is it from Scooby-Doo?
Yes, it is, Jane. You are the winner. Enjoy Reagan. It's a great film. And we'll talk tomorrow when we have more time about Henry and his first crush with Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Cartoon, right?
Well, cartoon. That's nicely put. Okay. Linda Kearns is, again, yesterday. What a last 30 minutes or so that was of the show when she popped in after Dan told us. It was a big win, the first really big win, around mail-in balloting, the election cycle, etc. But she's got a lot of a message for, let's face it, 70% of Republicans thereabouts probably are going to vote on Election Day. Let's go to the Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council for the RNC. Linda Kearns. Hey, Linda, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. You know, I just want to correct you, because the RNC, we've actually had a lot of wins this cycle. I mean, we have pushed back on the non-dating of the mail ballots that the Democrats keep trying, and we are winning that. And there is a case out of Philadelphia. It was filed in September after the special election about not dating mail-in ballots. It went up to the Commonwealth Court, unfortunately. They said you don't have to date, and now it's up in the Supreme Court. And we feel the Supreme Court has already spoken on on this issue. So obviously we had intervened at the trial court level, and we're working on that to make sure that the Supreme Court reaffirms that the law in Pennsylvania is that mail ballots must be dated.
Well, here was my point, though. Not every one of these get a call from President Trump to Jim Worthington. It was there yesterday, Linda, because Red State's headline, Pennsylvania GOP wins huge victory. This is, and I'll give you the barometer, Linda, I was shocked that you guys were able to win this. It just doesn't happen this easily without the skill, without the on top of instantly this, and the evidence that was presented was overwhelming. That's my point. It's big.
Yeah, well, you know, because I've been on now for 6 months on this station getting ready for this election. We've just recruited such a team all across the Commonwealth, and we have staff everywhere who are on top of everything. And that staff has recruited poll watchers and observers for Election Day. And I did want to remind voters, because everyone talks about mail ballots so much, but even after all this, we're estimating about 70% of total voters will be going to the polls on Election Day. So when we end up counting all of the votes in Pennsylvania, even with all of this encouragement to get people to vote by mail, only about 30% of the votes are going to be by mail. It was about 37% in 2020. This time we're estimating about 30. So about 70% of the votes that we're going to count are going to be at the polls. That's why we've been concentrating on recruiting poll watchers for all across the Commonwealth, recruiting attorneys to answer the calls from those watchers in our call center, and to have legal out in the field so that if anything happens, we can be right on it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Do you think mostly in Philadelphia you'll have poll watchers at each precinct?
Absolutely. That is a project, as you know, that I've been working on with my partner in all things election, Jody Felice. He's hard at work at it now. We were able to recruit minority inspectors, almost 200, which is they're actually poll workers. So we're going to have actual Republicans in the polling places. We think that we now are going to have about 700 poll worker Republicans, which is just an amazing number. And then any other place that we have that we don't have a Republican poll worker, we're putting a poll watcher in. Joe has just done a phenomenal job recruiting those people for Philadelphia, and we're going to have Pennsylvania and Philadelphia attorneys actually out in the field on Election Day just to, you know, address anything that happens, because we wanted to go as smoothly as possible, and we want to just check things as soon as they happen.
That is historic. It truly is. And look, you know how I feel with you there and DeFelice and Kevin Kelly. I try to tell listeners, I'm going to say it on Inside Story tomorrow. Be ready, Philadelphia. You know, not going to be any shenanigans or anything else. This is going to be an election that Republicans can be proud of. So, Linda, I'm sure there will be other things, but on Election Day, what are you looking at now in places like Bucks County? Do you think they've gotten the message on this? I don't know if you knew this, Linda. I asked Wally Zimmelong. He sort of knew it. The controller, this is my nugget of the day. The controller, Van Blanc, said in the local media in Bucks County today, they got $1.5 million from the state last year for elections. They had $1.4 million left, and they were given $2.5 million in 2024. This has to be exposed. Where's all that they couldn't get the printers and get everything else going here? This is the controller talking.
Yeah, clearly they were kind of looking at an old playbook, because in 2020, because people were shut in their houses because of those ridiculous Democrat policies.
Right.
I hope voters don't forget that when they go to the polls. Almost all the people who requested mail ballots just did so truly by mail. So they either filled them out online or sent the application in. So not as many people went to offices. I actually remember doing it in 2020, but there was definitely a line. But it wasn't like that all across the Commonwealth, because most people were requesting online, and then the people in the offices were processing it and sending them back out. So they just didn't have all of these people show up at the office. And the way that our system works, our SURE system, and that stands for Statewide Uniform Registry of Electors, that's a database that every single county logs into. And what actually, because it's that one database, what can actually happen is if everyone in the county is logging into it, it can slow down. So it just imagine one database where everyone's logging into it. So it reacts a little slower than it would be if not as many people were logging in. So put that in addition to maybe, you know, not having enough Shure terminals in the office, not having the space for more Shure terminals, not having the employees ready and trained to do it. And that just ended up being really a fiasco. So we're really glad that, you know, we were able to get to this point, but we are also focusing on Election Day. And Joe and I are finalizing all of our poll watchers, getting everybody their credentials, and that goes for all across the Commonwealth. I mean, this is not just Philadelphia where we recruited poll watchers. Dom, I must have been on, I think, dozens and dozens of these trainings with these poll watchers because I really wanted to be available to them to explain what our legal operation was. And we had hundreds and hundreds of trainings, hundreds and hundreds, both in person and online. Okay. So this is the biggest operation that we have ever had. And Dom, I've been in Pennsylvania. This is not my first election, so I can tell you for sure, this is the biggest, most trained operation that we've ever had.
Linda, congratulations. Now it's just execution. Where do they go? Give us the website to go to for any and all things.
Absolutely. If you see something on Election Day, if there's a problem, if you have an issue, go to pa.protectthevote.com. That's a form where you can report any type of an issue. I have plenty of staff member and attorneys ready to look at all the tickets that come in and solve everyone's problem. pa.protectthevote.com, and people can follow me at Linda Kearns Law. I try to keep everybody updated on my Twitter account. So thank you so much, Don, for allowing me to educate the voters, because the more our voters are educated, I think the way better this election is going to go.
Linda Kearns on Talk Radio 1210. By the way, our buddy Bill over in Bucks County, and we'll take his call, but we got J.D. Mullane coming up, says that Bucks County is putting election workers outside to help speed up the line. Maybe they have gotten the message. J.D. Mullane, I used to say, greatest columnist in this area, even though I write, he's unbelievable. Massive study of Levittown. You know, Levittown, that was, you had a patch of grass, the American dream. They were moderate Democrats up and down the line. This study today indicates something else, though. Is Levittown going to go for Trump, even by a little bit? What happens? Influences Bucks County? You know what that means. You probably win Pennsylvania. He is next here on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, you've been hearing me talk about Rescue Supplements for years. Well, Rescue Natural Supplements has launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals, whether you've been taking Rescue products for years or don't know where to start. In just 5 minutes, discover tailored Rescue Supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. That means no more guessing on products at the store, ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part, right now you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing the survey. To get started, go to res-q.com. Again, that's rescue, res-q.life. Or go to 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483 to get help from a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. Now, I took the short survey, and I was blown away. You will be, too, to see your results. So don't wait. It's simple. Go to res-q.life and get 50% off recommended products today. All right, I'm Giordano. Welcome in. J.D. Mullane. It's been too long since we spoke with him. It used to be almost every day. And he's got a great piece today, massive piece, with all kinds of data, et cetera, in the Bucks County Courier-Times. Looking at Levittown, I'm going to let him explain. I don't know, Dan, if I said to you Levittown, what's the first thought association that comes into mind?
Well, I know the history of Levittown.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, because of you, actually. But
I don't think somebody your age.
Had I not known middle class, probably, though?
That's middle class. You know what it is? It's that patch of grass that you got to cut and, if rose there, edge.
It's the American dream.
It's the American dream. And J.D. Mullane is telling us the American dream is all over the place in Levittown. J.D., welcome back. Great piece today.
Thanks, Tom. How you doing?
Very well. So, J.D., you are the expert on Levittown. How many times have you referenced that over the years? Thousands. And then the your phrase, the other side, which you have resentment to, I know. Come on. And I did too when you were a columnist. And that's the McMansions up there in the Makefields. Right?
True. All true.
And you used to write in your column, you mow your own grass, and I think you fix your own car. There was a line like that in there, right?
Yeah. I can change my own oil, yeah.
So today, J.D., this is an exhausting list at almost like every block-by-block neighborhood in the Levittown, which how would you describe to people what Levittown represented? I don't think it was the first in Bucks. It was in New York. But what did it represent?
Well, it was, I guess, what we all think of as the American dream. You know, after World War II, there was a huge housing shortage, and all those GIs returning from World War II overseas and in Korea needed a place to live, and U.S. Steel built a huge steel plant here. There were a lot of manufacturing plants in Lower Bucks County. They called us the Pittsburgh of the East. And, you know, they got jobs and they needed houses. And Fairless Hills was built first by Ben Fairless, who the Fairless Works was named for. And then Bill Levitt came in with his father and brother, and they built 17,311 houses over 8 to 10 square miles in 41 neighborhoods. And so what we did, I was driving, I guess, after the assassination attempt in Butler, I started noticing Trump signs popping up. Some of them were from 2016, some of them for 2020. And I thought, well, this is really heartfelt. You know, people are putting these old signs out in their yards, and probably in the last 6 weeks, they've just blossomed. They bristle all over Levittown. So I said at a staff meeting, I wonder how Trumpy Levittown is. You know. So me and one of our great young data reporters, Chris Ullery, got together. And Chris, he's such a whiz with these numbers and spreadsheets. He mapped every one of the 36 precincts in every neighborhood in Levittown to see how they voted in the presidential races in 2016 and then 2020. Now, no surprise, Hillary took Levittown by 6 points in 2016. And in 2020, Trump lost. And, you know, to Biden by, I think, 4.2 points, something like that. And so Levittown's a Democrat town, always has been. You know, it's a big union town. If you live in Levittown, you're probably pro-union.
Right.
And so, but it's a different kind of Democrat. I guess when I reach for a definition of your typical Levittown blue-collar working guy or woman, right, it's a Kennedy-era Democrat.
I got you. J.D., could I ask you something? We got a breaking thing going on here. Can I put you on hold with Dan? And we may have to reschedule here a little bit. Henry, let me know when we're ready to go here on Talk Radio 1210. I think we have Don Jr. checking in here with us to give us the closing argument for the campaign.
Good to go now.
All right, Don Jr., welcome back to Philadelphia. It hasn't been the same since you've been here. Thanks for joining us.
How's it going, guys?
Don, great. And again, great night. We're still hearing from people about that night in Collingswood. Where are you today? Who are you out there stumping for?
Well, you know, I managed to get half a day off. I took a red eye from the West Coast to land this morning to be able to see my kids for Halloween, probably basically like one of like 2 days I'll see them this month. So I'm taking a half a day off, which is uncharacteristic of the Trumps, but with five kids, you got to do, especially if they get a little bit older, you got to get that Halloween, that one of the last ones in. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you've been all over the swing states, obviously. Don, what are your thoughts out there? What are you seeing? Were you part of, hey, you got to put on the garbage uniform?
Well, I, you know, definitely had a little bit of my trolling perhaps behind the scenes on that one. But, you know, it's been amazing. The energy on the ground in the swing states has been incredible. I did, I guess, 7 events in Pennsylvania on, I guess, Monday or Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is anymore, Dom. That's how crazy it is out there. But the energy is really good. We just need everyone to show up. We need men to show up. They don't historically vote like the women do. We need young people to, you know, get out there and vote. And if everyone votes, it feels really good. Everyone understands that Kamala Harris is an empty suit, that she's failed us for the last 4 years. If she was going to actually do something different, she had every opportunity to do it over that period of time, but she hasn't. We understand that. We lived under Trump for 4 years, and we lived under Harris Biden for 4 years, and everyone understands they were significantly better off under Trump. So I think people understand that. They get it. They just can't let apathy get in the way. I see, you know, people putting stuff out there, polls that are either too good or polls that are too bad. They're designed to either demoralize you so you stay at home, or designed to make you overconfident so you stay at home. Everyone has to get out there, and they have to vote like their lives, like their future, like their children's well-being depends on it, because it does. We went from a time of prosperity to a time of poverty, and a time of peace to a time of war. It does not have to be this way, but it will if we don't get out there and exercise our right to vote and send Donald Trump back to the White House.
Don, the garbage comment has really jumped in here, too, in a way I thought it would pass, but it is not. It is incredible that we have the President of the United States saying that. What are your thoughts?
Well, listen, I think it's not like it was a slip of the tongue. It was one of the few times he was actually very clear, and you could see that hatred. You hear Kamala Harris calling everyone Nazis and fascists. You heard Hillary Clinton back in 16. Everyone's a deplorable or an irredeemable. This is how the Democrat Party feels about regular, hardworking Americans. They don't want their kids going off to die in wars that they don't understand, that we can't articulate why we'd even be in, so that some guy in D.C. can get rich. You saw the inflation numbers come out again today. The Biden-Harris cost of living crisis is through the roof. They've been a total disaster, and they hate you for it. But, hey, they've been able to manipulate big tech and the media to be their lackeys, to be their, you know, propaganda arm. And so there's still a lot of people. These are close races. They shouldn't be based on any reasonable metric, based on logic, based on fact. But it doesn't matter. That's what we're up against. These people hate your guts. They say it every day. They're not pretending, and Kamala Harris won't walk it back or try to downplay it. This is how they feel. Understand that. This is why they've done such a bad job of representing you, because they could not care less, Dom. They can't stand you.
Yeah, they got it said. They got it said. Now, Mark Cuban, I know you've been doing a lot of stuff and you get ready the kids. Mark Cuban now has gotten the Trump women. I don't know if you've seen this today, saying that's Trump. No strong, intelligent women around Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely insane. I mean, you see, you know, Tulsi Gabbard's out there on the campaign trail with us. You see the entire female campaign team. These are strong, tough, independent women. Mark Cuban and, you know, the women he wants are the women that will blindly follow anything that he says. Doesn't matter if your kids are getting attacked in schools. Doesn't matter if crime's through the roof. Doesn't matter if you can't afford groceries or gas or your mortgage. They want sheep. That's the Democrat Party. They want everyone to be a sheep. They want you to agree 100% with their policies, even if they continue to fail us. Even if you see with your own eyes that you are significantly worse off. The average American now is spending thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars more, just to be even with where they were in 2020 under Trump. That's the reality. They want sheep that blindly follow. That's why he can go on The View and they say these ridiculous things. They're so out of touch with reality. And if you're a billionaire like Mark Cuban, it's easy to do that. He must be on the Epstein list or the Diddy list, or perhaps both, that he's taking these asinine positions that clearly aren't correct. While he's out there, you know, looking like a version of Ellen DeGeneres, it's absolutely ridiculous. You've got to stop. No, you know,
yeah, I hear you. I hear you,
Ellen DeGeneres and Rachel Maddow, and it's Mark Cuban. I mean, you know, these effeminate men, they want their women to follow and listen to whatever they say. They can't make that usually happen in the real world because they're not real leaders. But you know what? With the Democrat mouthpiece, with the big mainstream media and big tech boosting you artificially, you know, they can make that message resonate, but it's absolutely nonsensical. And again, as a woman, if you're listening, ask yourself, when were you better off? When were we not at war? When were you more prosperous? When were you richer? When were your kids and yourself? When were you safer? The answer is under Trump. And another 4 years of the Biden-Harris regime, I don't think it's recoverable. We'll become a disaster place for people. It'll be so unsafe. It'll be so unsound. We'll be so poor. There'll be no coming back, because that's what the Democrat Party wants. They want people who are dependent on big government. They want you to need them, because if you need them, you become a reliable voter. They've ostracized every reliable voting bloc, whether it's Hispanics, whether it's African-American men. They've driven them away because their policies are so ridiculous. They have failed so badly, everyone sees it. Kamala Harris can't even say one thing that she would change and do differently. Well, I think the average American would say, how about Afghanistan? How about the border? How about pricing? How about inflation? How about all of these failures? You have to vote like your life depends on it, because it quite literally does at this point.
Don, we have people listening to you right now on those lines out there in Bucks County. I don't know if you've seen this. Your dad called in at a McDonald's where I was yesterday. This huge election win that Bucks County and others were told, no, these people want to show up now. They want to bank their vote, and you are not to stop them. You're to stay open if they get there and they're in line. What's your message to them?
Get in line and stay in line. If you see anything shady going on, videotape it, document it. You know, call the local GOP offices. Let them know what's going on. We have to make this too big to rig. The Democrat Party is going to play their games. There's a reason they shut down the lines 3 hours early the other day. We won that lawsuit. We have 150 lawsuits filed around the country. You know, we're far better prepared to handle that insanity now because we've created the infrastructure to do that. Don't let them bully you. Don't let them push you around. Again, get out there and vote. And once you vote, bring your friends. Call them. Whatever you would do if you woke up on November 6th with the disastrous decision of Kamala Harris being president-elect, whatever you would do if you woke up that morning with that outcome, do it now. That's your mulligan. Do it now. Spend the time. It's five more days. Everyone can call their friends. Everyone can drive a few friends to the polling places. Everyone can give them the real hard facts about what's going on rather than the nonsense they're going to see in the news, the bias and the vitriol. Get out there and vote. Bring your friends. Do whatever you can do. Do not let them intimidate you. Get out there and vote.
Don, have a great time with the kids. Thank you so much. Thanks for the message today, as always.
I appreciate it, Dom. Yep, I'll have a good time with the kids, and I'll be in North Carolina tomorrow fighting again.
Thank you, Don. Don Jr. here with that message. There was a lot in there, Dan, particularly directed toward Mark Cuban. I think I heard these femme men. We'll replay that at some point tomorrow. We got to put that on the docket. Wow. And J.D. Mullane will be back tomorrow. Sorry we had to cut
in. Yeah, 1:30 tomorrow.
1:30 tomorrow. Hey, get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. You can build that same game parlay for tonight's Thursday night football game, Texans at Jets. Breece Hall over rushing yards. C.D. Stroud, yeah, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Stephon Diggs over receiving yards. Nah, not liking that guy. Under. Go under. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to make every moment more of this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21+. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, wow. Whew. Mount Rushmore, all-time singer, you get one. You just got to state it, and we have to move on here. So let's go to Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, who's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My Mount Rushmore singer is Kate Smith. Oh. Kate Smith's singing is clear, distinct, and patriotic as she sings her iconic song, God Bless America.
Very good one, Joe. Bruce in the Northeast. Dan, as I got Tom Jones to Dan, and he got this one to me. Bruce, who's your person?
Yeah, Dom, how you doing? It was a very underrated voice as well as a studio musician, and that would be Glenn Campbell, you know.
Good choice. Yeah, I know Dan is a big fan of that. All right, Henry, we start with you. Give us a couple of people, or one person. Who did you really like?
I like Gary Newtown's answer of Axl Rose. Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Oh, come on. Ah.
I remember that from the beginning. And Dan, what do you
Joan say? Had a great answer of Elvis early on. I think that might be in consideration, Dom.
Okay. You like Elvis, then?
I do like Elvis. I also like Joe Vexton's Kate Smith, though, which kind of rings a true chord to you, I would think.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Elvis.
All right. Yeah. Joan goes into the hat.
Yeah, I wish we had more time on that today. By the way, the Lightning Round is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 per month for 36 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, who knows who'll pop up tomorrow? It will be wild these next few days. And if you miss some of it, we'll play some of Don Jr. His rebuttal, Dan, I think it was these femme men. That seemed to be the line there. Mark Cuban, let's send it to the great Cuban. Maybe he'll come on. He's ducking. The Harris people are going, my God, first Biden with the garbage man. Now this guy, one of their prime surrogates, insults strong, intelligent women.
Yeah.
Rich Cioli is next for a big show today, 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.